Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
L.
It's a WIP afternoon show. Ike, Spike, and Fritz. That's not what pause means. It's
not even close.
Completely.
Just having it there to have it there.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
No. The top again, five. Battle does a great job.
Yes. Except for the two things he only did a so-so job with today. The high hopes Jackie Baseball Report's got to be done better. I'm just saying. Not the report itself, but, you know. The top five of five is sponsored by T-Mobile. Head to T-Mobile.com. Get a great deal on iPhone 16 Pro.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, hi, beautiful five.
There's a lot of rivalries on this show. The one that is overarching and does not need to be mentioned is a part of the top five rivalries within the afternoon show is that it's us versus everyone. That's callers. That's this show. Us versus the morning show. Us versus midday show. Doesn't need to be addressed, but that's obviously, you know, there.
We love conflict.
For sure.
Yeah. It's us versus the world.
That's exactly right.
Yes.
No one better.
In or out. With us or against us. In the foxhole or running away.
Exactly right.
Yes.
Now, people have ditched. We'll cover that on this one.
Yeah.
The top five rivalries within the afternoon show. Number five, and this has been brewing under the surface. The team is playing like crap, but us versus Flyers fans. They want that segment to be so much longer than it is.
Flyers and 50.
Flyers and 50. It is a clean, crisp 42-ish seconds currently. And I know they're sitting there yelling at their radio. Let Broads cook.
Yeah.
Simply
well, I definitely don't think it's been 50 seconds since the first show.
Well, he can cook tomorrow night after Thursday Night Football on WIP. That's when he can cook.
That's when you can talk about your little Rocky Thompson.
Yeah.
You want to be angry about Rocky Thompson?
Yes.
Whatever. Don't care.
Here's what I want to say to the Flyers fans. God bless them. I love that they love their team. We want them to be good. The Philadelphia is better when the Flyers are good. They haven't been good in a decade.
Yes.
Is the Flyers had 42 seconds more today than the Sixers had.
That's exactly. Well, that's not true. Really. You talked to Tasty Cake Dom for.
Oh, that's a good point.
That's a good point.
Well, that wasn't on my
four
list.
Minutes.
And it wasn't even on the call screen. I thought he was calling about
well,
the
was.
Eagles.
Yeah, the Eagles. And he couldn't help himself.
No.
By
no.
The way, if Tasty Cake Dom is listening, I love you, Tasty Cake Dom. I don't want you to be mad at me.
Yeah, we all love Tasty Cake Dom.
Sweet guy.
He the moment. Yeah. He to the moment.
Hates Nick Nurse too much.
He does hate Nick Nurse. But I appreciate that someone has an anti-Nick Nurse take.
Yes, that it even exists anywhere.
That's what I want. Mm-hmm. More of that. More of that. The fourth biggest rivalry in the afternoon show is Spike versus old Marks and Reese callers. I mean, Herb thinks he talks too much.
That's only the fourth?
Yeah.
I know. There's a lot going on in this show.
Yeah.
Herb thinks he talks too much.
Yep.
Chuck's gone.
Yep.
You and OG have had your spats.
But I love OG. OG and I are good.
Black Gritty left the show.
Lost Black Gritty.
Listen. It's been tense. It's been tense at times.
Yeah.
And it's definitely still brewing under the surface.
The delegation is meeting about you. I'm just making
sure
you know that.
Not the delegation.
Nah, I'm just saying.
Corey's part of the delegation, right?
He is.
Yeah, but Herb, but Corey's.
Is Herb? Ike Reese knows what I'm talking about.
Exactly right. Herb, he's just there. You know what? He just walks in the door. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, it's true.
Yeah.
I think we've had some great content with those callers.
Sure.
If they stick around. It was obviously going to be different with me as opposed to John Marks.
Uh-huh.
I don't just let them do 3.5 minutes or whatever they want to do, you know?
Nick Cigarani.
You know the ironic thing about that is?
What?
It's not much different than it was with John Marks.
Oh, really?
No, he argued with them too.
Oh, right. Somebody tweeted me that T and Collegeville John used to fight all the time.
All the time.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, they used to get, I mean, it hasn't changed too much.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. Herb would might as well just block out 15 minutes.
The only difference is they got used to John after a while.
Right.
That's what it is. And then with you in another 6 months, it takes about a year for everybody to just be like, That's just Spike. Yeah, it's just
Spike. I mean, who can forget? You know, Chuck came on and said I sucked as a host and told me to shut the bleep up.
That's right. I forgot about that's what got him suspended the last time. Yes. Yeah, he pissed me off with that one.
Well, and you and OG had a very tense knockdown, drag-out fight.
Yes.
So I would say this is a temporary thing.
Yes.
And it's going to grow.
I hope so.
But there are some tense moments.
Yeah, there are some tense moments.
The third biggest rivalry in the afternoon show is me versus feeling optimistic about the Eagles. I can feel it. I can feel it. I see it. But I know who I am. It's hard for me to give in. It's hard for me to give Nick credit.
Yeah, I know.
Well, we noticed that,
It's hard for me to say Jalen's playing well.
Yes. We noticed that, too.
I'm fighting it.
But you're
but it's hard not to look at it and see it.
Well, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Well, the real battle here is not Jack versus optimism versus the Eagles. It's Jack versus Jack being wrong.
That's fair.
That's another way to look at it.
So I think the Jalen thing is bigger than the Nick thing.
For sure. I can handle being wrong about Nick.
Yeah, because nobody's going to call you on it because everybody else calls
everybody
us
else feels the same way you do.
Too.
Man of the people.
Yeah, the Jalen thing will be so tough on you.
Yes.
It'll be tough on me too, but tougher on
you. Way tougher on me. I care more about it.
Yes. If Jalen ends up being great, wins Super Bowl, wins MVP or something like that, I think we're almost going to have to dedicate an entire week to those listeners piling on you.
Without a doubt.
Yes.
Again, it took me a good 6 years to get over Foles. I was very anti-Foles for a long time, even post winning the Super Bowl. So
yeah, and I think you still are anti-Foles, and I don't get it.
No, I'm pro Nick now.
Okay. You took a shot at him an hour ago.
Well, yeah, that was funny. Yeah. Listen, I'm beyond dug in on Jalen. So we'll see.
Okay.
We'll see.
I'm beyond dug in on Jalen.
The second biggest rivalry on the afternoon show. Ike has a lot of rivalries.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether you want to say Ike versus his power rankings in the Eagles Insider of the Year.
Yep.
Disputing that. Ike versus getting correct lines.
Yep.
Or trying to buy points for our harmless pick segment.
Yep.
That there's nothing really on the line for.
Yep.
But my favorite Ike.
By the way, I'm so far behind you guys, doesn't want me to get a win that I got.
Bury you.
Yeah.
Bury you.
Yep.
But my favorite Ike rivalry within the afternoon show is Ike versus movies that came out 40 years ago.
Remembering their names?
Not getting it. Not connecting all the dots.
Yep.
No one's better at getting about 3/4 of the story than Ike. But it's that last quarter.
It's always when you try to put the extra icing on it. It's like, nah, you weren't right there. I've never felt worse or more embarrassed than the Gladiator.
I knew that's the one I was going to bring up.
Yes, that's the one.
So if you didn't hear it, we were talking about Gladiator 2,
yes,
which Denzel is in.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked him, well, do you want to? He liked Gladiator 1. He said.
I thought I did.
Yes. And I said, are you going to see Gladiator 2? And he's like, no. And I'm like, why not? He's like, well, Denzel's in it. It's black guys in Gladiator 2. And I was like, what's the problem with that? He's like, they didn't have any in Gladiator 1. And there was. The Gladiator's best friend was a black guy in
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
That really was unbelievable. That was one myself. I was like, what the hell? That's when I thought CTE had kicked in or something, man. That's seriously. I was like, what? How did I not remember that?
No.
Yeah.
So good.
That was and besides my timeline filled up quickly.
Oh, yes. So many texts. Tell Ike, calls. Yeah. You gotta tell. I got it. Yeah. We got it. I forgot about him. Okay, it's okay.
Yeah. All right.
But the number one rivalry, the number one rivalry within the afternoon show, and it was on display yet again today.
Oh no!
It's almost a daily occurrence.
I know what it's going to be. Can I guess what it's going to be?
Sure.
It's going to be my voice.
No, it's Spike versus the anti-Sixers faction of the fan base. Yeah, I mean, okay. Whether it's Embiid, whether it's Nick Nurse, it's just you always give them a little bit, right? You give them maybe an inch.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
But the second they go a little too far,
yep.
Bang, there's Spike.
Yes.
Yes.
Well,
backbone up.
Well, Tasty Cake Dom sneak attacked us today.
He did. He's like a Trojan horse.
Yeah. Tasty Cake Dom. What I almost want to play. I just want to play that part of the call again in between 5:30 and 6 so people can hear this. Tasty Cake Dom told Jack, the thing we started the show with today was should the Eagles have made a move, you know, yesterday during the trade deadline.
Mm-hmm.
So Tasty Cake Dom calls up, tells Jack he's going to talk about that. And he says, hey, you know, and then I won't even explain how it happened, but he pivots into Nick Nurse being a bad coach because the Sixers are 1-5, mm-hmm. and then pivots to I ran Tobias Harris out of town.
Which is just phenomenal.
Never mind the fact that the whole town hated Tobias Harris. I would even say that I was maybe not even as hard on Tobias as many people. And I wasn't even here, wasn't on the radio, and Tobias Harris played his entire contract here. How could I have run him out of town? If I could have run him out of town 3 years ago, I would have done it. I couldn't do it. No one on their team wanted him, Tasty Cake. Daryl would have ran him out of town if anybody else wanted him.
Anyway. Daryl liked him.
What's that?
I said Daryl liked him.
No, he didn't. Well, look, I know people are going to hear me say that and think that he told me he didn't. Well. He didn't tell me that.
Hey, John. Hey, Mark. How you doing?
I will say this. To trade a player, you need another team to want it.
Of course.
To want the player. That might have been what he ran into. Yeah. Well, this is a good one, Jack. This hour.
A lot of rivalries on this show.
It is. I love rivalries, though. You know, I love arguing. So I love rivalries. This hour is brought to you by Guided Door and Window. Buy a window or door. Get the second at half off with 18 months interest-free financing. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Big A, Big Aaron, without the radio in his car. Big A, you're on WIP. What's up, brother?
Man, won't y'all leave me alone, man?
Never.
All that, man. Leave me alone, man. I know how to get in touch with y'all when I want to.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, but listen to this, man. I know why they can't throw up Hurts so, like, ain't a good, great quarterback. Because the Eagles cannot find a third receiver nowhere, anywhere. Can they just get a third receiver? I'm tired of Brown. It's always Brown. It's always Devontae. Can we get somebody else to catch the damn ball?
You said that like that was a bad thing.
No, but you know what it is. Like, they're going to start double teaming. You need someone reliable.
You can't double team both guys.
Yes.
You had a Vaunt, but listen, you had a Vaunt for years that can make a clutch catch.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. A clutch catch. You don't have that only with them two. You need a third receiver. I said this before, and I agree. I need a little white receiver to run around and know how to run routes.
How did I get lumped right into that one?
I agree with what I'm talking about.
You agree with me.
You got in trouble a decade ago.
I was going to say, the last time I brought up a little white receiver in the Eagles, remember, you got emails about it.
Oh, did I?
I was praising Brady.
Yes.
For how well he's playing with no name wide receivers, and I'm like, oh, they got these little white guys running around. He's winning Super Bowls, and you told me the next day, like, yeah, I got emails about that. Yeah. Yeah.
I think Eagles fans are getting too cocky with Cooper DeJean working out.
I know, right? Yeah. And Reed, Reed.
Yeah.
Brandon
Butter. We're getting a little cocky.
Well, Big A.
Go ahead, brother.
So,
go ahead.
He's coming.
No. I'm trying to figure out what I said. I don't think that you said the issue with Jalen is the third wide receiver isn't good enough. Jalen is blessed with probably the best wide receiver duo in the NFL. And I would agree with you. I said at the beginning of the year they probably needed a better third wide receiver. Mm-hmm. And I think it shows when one of those guys is gone. But if both those guys are there, I can't name who the – or I can name him now because I saw it, but Joe Burrow is thrown to some white guy. What's his name? Gesicki or whoever the hell it is.
Yeah, Mike Gesicki.
Miami.
Tight end.
Miami. Miami.
You can't say that his lack of throwing the ball is because they don't have a third wide receiver.
No.
They have two good tight ends.
Yeah, I was going to say, and Goddard is coming back soon.
And Calcaterra catches everything that's thrown to him.
Yep.
It certainly runs well, too.
Yep.
He's got a running back that can catch passes. He's got enough guys to throw to. We got to get Jerry Rice in there, too.
So you just don't need a third receiver. That's what it is. Because Dotson ain't really doing nothing. That's why y'all ain't saying his name.
Dude, he made an outrageous
catch. He made a great catch Sunday.
You saved Jalen's ass on that catch. That catch was underthrown. The ball was underthrown.
Yep.
It was.
Yep. Yeah.
Just being honest.
Stop.
Just calling him like
stop.
I see him. He had to jump over the guy because he threw it so short. So. All right, Big A.
All right, fellas.
We're going to get a third receiver, man, next year.
Yeah.
Well, no, we're not because we got Jahan Dotson for multiple years.
Still on a rookie deal?
Yes.
Kid, man, next year we're going to have two tight ends, three running backs in the backfield, and AJ.
That's right.
That's what next year
is heating up, too.
He's good.
Where's going to be the starting tight end next year?
Yeah. He can play. Calcaterra can play. How old is he? He can't be older than 26 years old.
No,
right?
He played with Jalen.
Oh, really?
In college.
Okay,
in
so
Oklahoma.
Same age. Kenny in the Northeast. Kenny, you're on WIP.
Hey, what's going on, guys, man?
What's up, Kenny?
You know what? I was listening to you guys talking about how sports sometimes get you through the roughest times, like COVID and today. Fritz was like, yo, you sound calm, Kenny. Like, I need sports today, man, like, just to get my mind off of real life stuff, man. So sometimes sports, it does help you. And this station, shout out, before I even go, shout out to the people who've been holding it down, like Yoshi, my man who goes wild, volleyball.
Oh, Rios.
Rios, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? OG Wade, and a shout out to you, Ike, man, because you've been through so many transitions, and you still yourself. Like, one thing people
the host killer, yep.
And my man, Fritz, I ain't forget you, Fritz. But listen, people thought to realize when you change something, you got to destroy it to rebuild it. You got to set a foundation. It takes months. It doesn't. So people who bucking and all that, they're not true fans then. If you stick your flag in the sand and you for that afternoon team, you got to let the change, let the process take place.
I agree with you, Kenny. Yeah. And Kenny, the thing you said at the top about needing escape from what is going on in the world, like it is everybody can handle that stuff the way they want on their show. You know, the other shows on WIP can handle it. But I think we know we're people just like everybody else. We're going through all those things just like everybody else. But I think we understand that when you come to us, it is to smile.
Yes.
Like the sports stuff is, we love talking sports, but I think the thing that really we all want to share, and that's with you, the listener, and us, is we want to have a good time and laugh and that sort of stuff. So we want to be the show that you can come to when things, even if something personal, you have something personal going on, you just need to hang out. So it was a conscious decision from us. Not that we don't think other things matter, but we think that this matters for that reason, and that's why we do it that way. So I appreciate that.
Yo, one thing you like, though, Spike, is, yo, now, and Nick Nurse, that 3-game suspension, he's like, yo, I ain't got to hear about Joel for 3 games.
Yes, that's the truth. That's the truth.
I think he was going to come back in New York anyway. Like, we almost beat the Phoenix Suns with PG. I'm cool the way we going. Like, it's a trajectory. It takes time. But my man's going to start cooking soon, and I believe every team got a circle. With a healthy Joel, they don't want to see us. They don't want to see us at all. So shout out to the afternoon team, people who ain't plant their flag. Yo, listen, this is when you see who your real riders is. Yep. Who in the foxhole?
Yep.
When change comes and people, because a lot of people got problem with authority. They don't like when rules get started setting in and stuff. So this is right here might be a perfect match so you can see who really not down with us.
That's what I'm talking about, Kenny. I know you stay down, 10 toes down.
Yo, I'm down. Yo, 10 toes down. Word is mine, Ike. I've been with you, my brother.
Yes, sir.
But you know what? Yo, just keep cooking, man. Do what y'all do, man. You know, Kenny G is in the house without the sax. Peace.
I love it. Love that.
Without the sax?
Without the sax. Because Kenny G's a sax player.
Oh, and a running back.
Oh, without the sax.
Sax. Not sax. Sax.
No, I knew he said sax. My mind went to quarterback sax.
Oh, no, 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 no.
That's
Kenny G without the sax.
No, it totally makes sense.
Did I ever tell you about the time I met Kenny G?
No.
Okay. Funny story.
Stop talking.
No, it's a funny story. So I'm dating my wife at the time, mm-hmm. and she was a big Phillies fan at the time, took her to spring training, and the first game we went to...
By at the time, does that mean she's no longer a Phillies fan?
She doesn't pay attention to sports anymore.
Hey. Come on.
She
come
would
on,
watch
Val.
Sixers with me. She loved... Yeah. You know which team she liked the best?
Show you love?
Iggy. Yeah, Iggy Lou Will, Elton Brand, Drew, that team. Andre,
well, she really doesn't like sports. That was her way to stay connected to you.
Well, Phillies before me. Went to all the Phillies games.
Okay.
But they were really good at the time.
I didn't think it was a bad thing.
Yes.
My wife just started paying attention. She just found out I had a radio show like last year, I think.
Well, Jill actively roots for the teams to lose so I can be home more. So everything's going well.
Well, yeah. Val's only listened to the show one time. I've been on for 6 months. So we go to spring training, and the first game we go to is a Phillies-Yankees game in Tampa, because they have that stadium in Tampa. Mm-hmm. We're walking through the corridor there, and who is selling his own CDs at a table?
Not Kenny G.
Kenny G. Now, I walked up and I said, hey, if I buy a CD, can I get a picture with Kenny G?
Yeah.
And they said, no. But someone can take a picture of you getting the autograph.
Ah.
So I have
which is just as good.
Yeah. So I have a photo of me with my Ryan Madsen jersey at the time.
Classic.
That Val took of me buying a CD from Kenny G and telling we had one mutual acquaintance I have with Kenny G. So I was just trying to talk to him long enough for Val to get the picture.
There
so
you
I
go.
Do have that photo. I just thought the idea of Kenny G selling his own CDs at a baseball game was the strangest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, would not have expected that.
Like, doesn't Kenny G have enough, like, you'd think he has enough money?
Well, yeah.
He has to sell CDs for $10 at a spring training game? This is a weird move.
Damn Illuminati, man. They take all your money, man.
Wait, is Kenny G in the Illuminati?
Well, no, I'm just saying it's record companies, man.
Oh, right,
yeah,
right,
yeah,
right,
you know
right,
what
right.
I mean?
Okay.
Man, it's sad they got my man Kenny G out here selling his
selling
own
CDs. Selling his own CDs, yes, for sure.
The hell is that all about?
So coming up next,
how long ago was this? When did we stop using CDs?
It's been a while.
It was, so we've been together for 15 years. So it was probably 14 years ago.
Oh, wow.
It was a year into our relationship. So coming up next, I can feel a fight coming on, and I can feel it coming from me. So Commissioner Buzz is in next for the Fantasy Football Report. We always argue with the power rankings, and I know I'm going to end up fighting about these power rankings. To be clear, I am not a fun person. Yes. That's next. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Hey, fall is in the air. Well, it's supposed to be in the air.
Yeah, hated that.
Backyard football games and leaves on the ground. Now, tackle your fall game day menu this season with the official hot dog of the Philadelphia Eagles from Dietz and Watson. Fire up that grill at the tailgate or in the backyard with perfectly smoked premium Franks and sausages from Dietz and Watson. Sandwiches are always a winning combo with freshly sliced meats and artisan cheeses from Dietz and Watson. Head to DietzandWatson.com to find a local retailer near you or seasonal grilling ideas. Dietz and Watson, it's a family thing.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.